Lord, please help us to have true love in our hearts for our enemies. Amen. She reminded me that it was important that I get a message out about materialism in America. I didn't do that last night. I was in prayer, but today I'm going to have to do it. When she told me that you guys were praying, a voice crying out in the wilderness. That's really what it is when I bring this message forth. And I asked her, please don't let me forget. I got the feeling that Putin knows what is going to happen. He said something that kind of made me feel like he knew something was going to happen. And it was along the order, this is not a direct quote, it was along the order of, I will not be the one to use nuclear weapons. Like I said, don't quote me on that because I don't remember exactly what he said. But it indicated that he wouldn't be the one to break into nuclear war. When I thought about that, it reminded me of the nukes that were sold to Iran and the vision that Mike from around the world had that the nuke that hit New York was coming in from our East Coast. And they were, they had Iran's symbol on them. That kind of tipped me off, you know, that he did know something. Someone was going to use nukes. Someone was going to start it. Well, Our Lady came back to me and she said, he does know. That is why he has supplied Iran with weapons. Iran is going to do much of his dirty work, which, by the way, must be done. It is a horrendous job, purging the corruption of this nation. And there will be much innocent bloodshed, but there will also be protection for those souls who have chosen to pray through the events. There will be terror when the sleeper cells are released, yet there will also be mercy. I know there's terror cells around here. I mean, as remote as we are in Taos, I've seen them. Well, let's put it this way. I couldn't say that they were terror cells, but three men together alone. It certainly felt like it when I saw them. And not only that, but there's a store owner in Peñasco that is Middle Eastern. Peñasco's right close to us. And a police officer that was also a declared Muslim. He said, I'm a Muslim. And he said it to me in such a way that it was almost threatening. So he repeated it because I didn't react to it. He said, I'm a Muslim. And I said, well, be a good Muslim, if that's what you believe, you know, be a good Muslim. I think it was a little miffed by that, but we can't afford to be afraid of anyone. We really can't. And give way to that, because we know our Lord, and we know that he's going to protect us, or if he takes us home, that's okay, too. Did I say there will be protection for those souls who have chosen to pray through events? It has been very well planned, Our Lady continued, for a great length of time. You know, there are people here out in the desert. There's a Sikh community out in the desert that I've heard that they had a lot of storehouse of weapons from someone who worked for them. They're about 45 minutes south of here, and it's a huge Sikh community, plus they have mosques as well. They've been contracted to protect Los Alamos. Well, they're trained and disciplined, and, you know, so I can see how that would work out. She replied to me, it has been very well planned out for a great length of time. They have cells everywhere, Claire. This is another reason why we are asking you to pray for your country. They are just biding their time. And she said, you will wear veils in public. And we have veils that we don't always wear when it gets really, really hot. But she was reminding us of a dream that we had, that we were protected. The women were protected because they were wearing head coverings, and they respected that. She continued, despite the well-planned offensive, God is with you and the community, and you shall come to no harm. Do not be frightened, just trust, and cultivate a love in your heart for them. All those Middle Eastern men who came across the Mexican border. Now, this is me speaking. So many Middle Eastern men, fighting age, strong, came across the border, the Mexican border. They just streamed in. Large, large communities of them came in. And Our Lady answered me, "Yes, all well trained in the ways of war. They are tucked away, biding their time until they get the word to be deployed. Truly, it is ugly, but so is sex trafficking and heroin addiction. The earth is filled with filth, and now is the time of its cleansing." And because the deep state is so in control of the media here and the narrative that people just take for granted, they just swallow everything they hear. They're calling the evil people good and the good people evil. This is part of the cleansing that's going to come. Do not be afraid. Just pray for them. One particular man who has a coven is greatly in need of your prayers. I know who that is. I have felt that in my heart, Mother. She replied, "Yes, we allowed you to carry a burden for him. When heaven gives me a burden, it is so much easier to pray with real intention, and real compassion and caring for that soul. So I'm going to continue to pray for him and for the cells that are around us. They're everywhere, and they know the back country because they've been in the back country. They've lived here and they've explored and everything else. So they know where they are. And they know the ins and outs of things. And there's also a couple of Chinese women who do manicures in town. And I walked in there and I had the strangest feeling when I walked in. And it was just so cold. I had a feeling that these were also Chinese operatives that were planted there with a business. America definitely needs to be prayed for. I think we're going to get it from several different factions of people. So keep your prayers up, dear ones. Keep your prayers up and pray to be able to love someone who is threatening you. Ask God for the grace to be able to pray for them and to show them Jesus' love for them. God bless you, heart dwellers, and thank you so much for sustaining us with your donations. It helps a great deal. And we're growing. Not a whole lot as far as space goes, but we're going to be growing into another community location. And thank you so much for providing for us. We couldn't do it if it weren't for your generosity. The Lord bless you. Amen.